Prakata Rash, when Krishna was doing Rash with gopis. No? Here, the adjective of Srimati Radhika is Kalavati. No? And Krishna is Kalanidhi. The meaning of Kalanidhi, that Nidhi means ocean, and other meaning is Khajana. Khajana means
treasure.
Both meanings. Here not ocean, but here ocean it may be also. But here it means Khajana, treasury. No? Krishna is treasure of
art.
What art? Madhur art. Sringar art. Ujjwal Ninmani, it has been given. Uki Lalit?
Dhir Lalit
and all kinds of Nayar. So Kalanidhi, Krishna is Kalanidhi. Is himself ocean, rush ocean, color ocean, or his treasure of, treasury of
art.
Kamakala, Kamakala. Whether as Srimati is Kalavati. Kalavati mane?
Graceful artist.
That is, I'm giving an example. The very great, in Bombay, there is a utmost good shop of harmonium, behala, esaraj, sarangi, tabla, duggi, and all instruments, full of. But the shopkeeper does not know to play on all these things. But there is ocean of all instruments. No?
Yes.
Srimati Radhika is artist. She can play on harmonium so beautifully. No? She can play on Veena that Krishna becomes so much moved. She can sing so good manner that Krishna sees an astonished. Especially when Srimati Radhika dances, Krishna becomes so much filled with Karuna Rush. No? Srimati Radhika is Kalavati, and he has art, he is knowing every art. If any artist person very good sings, plays on harmonium, plays on behala. You know behala? Behala, you know?
Violin.
Very Karuna Ras.
Yeah.
Murchanaswar. Going up and down. No? As if anyone is crying. And so melodious. Even the deer of a forest can come.
Attractive.
So attractive. So if any artist, Srimati Radhika artist, she came in the treasure of all these things, and she makes, she is playing with all instruments very beautifully. Krishna is shopkeeper.
Yes.
She is the master of all these things. But not master in doing so, and if Krishna does any kirtan in fifth, sa re ga ma pa, five, then Radhika goes up to
seven,
sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa, last tune. So Krishna, oh yes, Very good, very good. Shabash, shabash. Dhanna, dhanna. Krishna becomes. So, as a matter of Krishna becomes shopkeeper, becomes so much glad. And he tells that whatever any instrument that you know, you wish, you can take. I'm giving all to you. Here Krishna is Kalanidhi. Kaladhi means he is the ocean of Kala. But Krishna, Radhika is Kalavati. She is
expert
in all Kala. And Krishna Malli can Rasaswad, he can hear how melodious these all instruments are. She is playing on all these things. He can hear. But he can also play on this, but not as Srimati Radhika. So she is Kalanidhi, he is Kalanidhi, and she is Kalavati. Both. Krishna is a Rasik, certainly. Rasik Shekhar. And Srimati is a Rasik Shekhara. But when there will be comparison of a Rasik, Krishna will have to learn something from Prem Guru Radhika. No? What to tell Radhika? He will have to learn from Vishakha and Lalita also. So he comes to Godavari and meets Vishakha there and learns so many things, and that he returns in Gambhira and tastes all these things. Without the help, he cannot taste all these prems. So here, Kalavati and Kalanidhi, two words are given. Krishna is Rasik Shekhar also. Srimati Radhika is Rasik Shekhara. They are standing each other in front of them in a Rasasthali. Muraddisaha, there is a demon, Mura. What is the use of Muraddisa here? Why? What is? If a man has his heart like Mur, they should be. They are not liable, qualified to read and to hear all these things. We'll have to drive,
remove
all these disqualities. These are like demons. If demons are there, all things cannot happen. So Murad, he has killed Murad, and then they have met. There is no Mur. No kapatta, no desire, nothing else there. No gyan and karma and all these things. Only there is calm. Calm means prem. Then we can see there Krishna and Radhika. Prakataras sambhavayo. Prakataras means in a rasa lila all this took place. This is the happens. Happening of a rash time. Sambhavayu means milan.
Meeting.
They are standing nearby. Sri Mati Radhika is dancing. Krishna saw, oh, how fast she is doing nitya.
Dance.
She is singing, how sweet she is singing. How beautiful his art are of hands and posture of all body. When she dance, this body becomes so round and seeing all these activities of Srimati Radhika. Krishna at once meets Srimati Radhika and by love and affection he gives his hand on the this left soldier of Srimati Radhika. Left hand, Krishna, left hand.
Right soldier.
Because he has taken Bansi in one hand. And he is doing like Trivanga Lalit. Some leaning to Srimati Radhika, having given his some bhar weight to Srimati Radhika. No? Only in rush. And his hands, that I told first, hand is coming through this soldier, right soldiers. Okay, left.
To left.
Right to left. Coming down here. He is in a so mood. No? So mood. Very in pleasant mood Krishna is there. Testing all Mahabhava here. The Radhika ji ka jo mukha hai, is going in different colors, changing. This is sattvic and vyabhichari bhava. And Krishna is peeping in the eyes of Srimati Radhika, and Radhika is peeping in the eyes of Krishna. And they are telling and talking only by these eyes. Everything they are talking, that mouth cannot talk, tongue cannot talk. So, Bhramat-bhramar, jhankritair, madhumallimalam mudar. Oh, she is saying that any sakhi or myself in the Rati Manjari shape, at that I am seeing these happenings and become as a faint. I was something far away from them. All sakhis are searching Radha and Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavat, it is written that tatsau bhagamadam vikshamanam chakeshava prasamaya prasadaya tatrayamantar dhiyata. When Krishna saw that all gopis playing with me and dancing with me in hands and in hands, and I am pooch raha hun kya? Removing the sweats of their faces and doing massaging their face and unke dhuli kana ko jhaad raha hun, removing their dust from faces and here body. They saw that Krishna is supreme rashik nayak. No? Krishna, not as a Bhagavan, best Nayak in whole world. Even Ram and Narayan are not so beautiful that Krishna is. So beautiful, so rashi, so, in every way he is best of all Nayaks of the whole world. But now he is under us, under me, everyone are thinking like. A wife is, any naika is, becomes a shobhagyavati. Shobhagya mada. Mada means wine. Taking. When we take mud, we become like a maid. When a naika becomes like maid, when his husband at Priyatam Nayak is controlled by him, first he sees, once he does so. No? Krishna is best Nayak in the whole world, and now he is serving us, so this is Saubhagya Mud. Wine of Saubhagya. Understanding? By drinking that mud, Saubhagya mud, they became mad, fully mad. They saw that all other gopis are not like me, myself. So they became mad And Radhika said that, oh, Krishna is so cheater, liar, dhurta. She tells always that you are best priyatama of mine. I love you mostly. But now you see that she is loving all equal. Oh yes, I will not see towards him. I will not talk him. I will not look him. So she became manini. Krishna saw that what to do? To shake their saubhagamad. And to make Srimati Radhika please. He took as one Srimati Radhika and forcibly he disappeared from Rosh. No? They are searching, all gopis are searching. There are so many youths of gopis. You know?
Groups.
Chandravali groups. Shyamala group, Vipaksha group, so many kinds of youth, all are searching Krishna. But Radhika group, that is Lalita Visakha group, is searching both. Where is Krishna and where or Swamini ji, Srimati Radhika? They are searching both. At last they found the footprints of Krishna and Radhika. The Vipaksha is telling that Anaya Radhita Nunan Bhagavan Hari Reshwara. Oh, this fairy gopi whose footprints are within the footprints of Krishna, in the midst of Krishna face, certainly this is so much very near and dear to Krishna. She is above all. Certainly it is so much so bhagyavati. Anaya Radhito Nunan. She has done aradhana to that Krishna. So Krishna is Vashibhut. Krishna is controlled by her. The gopis Swapakshamane, Lalita and Vishakha, and these Manjaris are seeing that surely this footprint is of Radhya. Now they become so cheerful that Krishna has not gone alone but with our Swaminiji. They became so much proud, they become so much happy, but they don't declare. They cannot declare. They are knowing and being there. These are that where the footprints are going. They took another way and all others went another way. From a distance they saw, oh, I am seeing Srimati Radhika is, or Swamini ji is sitting. Krishna is gathering flowers, decorating Srimati Radhika's hair. And he chatting means, you know, but speaking him so that she may be so much pleased. Chattering Srimati Radhika. At last, he saw that, oh, they became so much pleased there. No? Here, Krishna told that, are you all gopis are coming? You are seeing? I am hearing their noise. No? I am hearing. They are coming here. Just at once we should go to another place, a hidden place. She told that I can't move. I'm so tired. Why she told so? She was thinking in her mind that I'm so much kritagna to all gopis. Understanding? Kritagna.
Not ungrateful.
I'm ungrateful to all my sakhis. Leaving my all the gopis who are serving always nearly and dearly to me, even giving their soul to me, life to me, they want to serve me. Leaving Krishna also, They want to serve. And now testing this prem with Krishna here, alone, leaving all these things, all gopis. So here is no Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, or my Rati Manjari, Bilas Manjari, Rup Manjari, all are not here. I don't want such love. Because I am creeper, and they are lips. Without lips, there is no characteristics of creeper. No? Without flower and without lips, a creeper is nanga.
Naked.
No? So, I will serve Krishna or Krishna will serve me where the Lalita Visha, oh, they must be joints. So he was pretending that I cannot move because they will come. And Krishna sees that if they will come and see together alone, all will be very envious to us and to Srimati Radhika. And there will be forever quarrel. There will be no rush at all. So, Srimati is not going. He told that, you should go. I cannot walk. Then come to my soldier. He is standing, she is standing. But he is telling that, I cannot go. Krishna at once put his hand in his neck. And as a prayer, he is having this hand here. Oh, you should keep my word and at once go. Keeping his hand in the soldier. Oh, soldier has so much shobhagya. Shobhagya, you know, fortunate. That he has the hands of Krishna here. And in a prarthana mood, praying mood. And Radhika is also in Mahabhava Avastha. So I want to worship your soldiers. Now he is seeing this. So how he can worship? He is coming now in some senses, in midst. One is in sense, one is half sense, and other is in inner sense. From inner sense he is coming down by and by in mid stage. And from antarvajyavastha he is coming now to vajyavastha. He is now waiting. What I have seen? How can I worship these soldiers? How fortunate are you? She is in a bhavanetra, eyes, that there are so many beautiful flowers of mallika, madhura mallika, very sweet gandha of mallika. So made a flower, garland. And by eyes she does archan of Srimati Radhika and gave it to the neck of Srimati Radhika. जा रही है जाओ इन द नेक ऑफ एंड प्रेइंग दैट व्हेन आई विल हैव चांस टू सर्व यू राधिका इन दिस वे एंड प्रेइंग हिज गुरुदेव रूप गोस्वामी रूप मंजरी एंड ऑल अदर्स दिस इज द पर्पस ऑफ दिस श्लोक टुडे वी विल एंड हियर